Psalms 34 and verse 1. And it reads with me. Read with me or look at it on the screen. Somebody said David wrote a Psalms. He made a declaration because he knew the sun was going to shine. Even before the sun it came down to shine, the Father was still shining. He said, thank you, Lord. David said, Psalms 31, 34 and 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord. What? At all times. And what? His praise, not my praise, but his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. 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 And we just have a word today. Just a word today as we continue on from last week. The word says today what? The desire to praise is never ending. Hallelujah. The desire to praise is never ending. The desire to praise is never ending. And on last week we talked about and Lord told us what? That what? The purpose of prayer is what? Power. And the purpose, what? The purpose, that thing, what? He made us and created us to do, that thing that's in your life, what? That you have to do. Oh, you can make a decision not to, but you won't be at peace until what? You follow after the purpose that God made. And the purpose, we know from a few years ago, we did a study, what? The purpose is what? To give God glory. Everything that we do, the reason we exist is what? To give God glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The purpose is what? To give God glory. So if our purpose is to give God glory, that means what? We got to do. Last week, we understand that what? Was the first purpose we had to do was what? To assume the position, right? And that position was what? A spirit of humility. In the Old Testament days, before Jesus, that spirit, what? That position was what? Bow down. So our purpose is what? To assume the position, what? So that we can pray. And we talked about that. Prayer was what? Talking to God. Not only speaking and asking, but what? Listening to God. And that what? If we prayed, and we understood that when we prayed, our purpose was what? To be in position to pray. But that when we pray, what? God anointed us, what? With power. So the purpose, what? Of prayer is power. And now I'm going to have to tell you something. As we extend from there and we complete this week, the next piece that we go along with, you understand that when we have power, when we walk in the power of God, when we live in the power of God, when we allow the power of God to have its way in our life, it's what? It's going to bring praise. It's just a circle. What? It's going to bring praise. So to understand today is what? The purpose, the desire to praise God is never ending. Sometimes we go, I'm going through something. I ain't got no praise. That's not a true statement. It's how you feel. I get that. But that's because somebody has blocked you from the reality of what we ought to do. Okay? When you've been blocked that you can't what? Know your purpose and assume the position to pray, then you realize that what? You are disconnected or what? Short circuited from your power. Okay? When I say short circuited, I don't mean that the power's not there. Hey, we have power houses all the time, okay? And when we have power, has anybody ever plugged something in and it didn't work? And then you realize, wait, I know the power's on. Then you realize there might have been a little disconnection in the cord. If y'all got cell phones and you've used your cell phone a lot, you realize that eventually, what, that power cord that they gave you originally don't work no more. Okay? It's getting a little split in it. It wears out. And when it wears out, what? It won't recharge. So what happens is when we get disconnected from the power source, we tend to wear out. We tend to get weary. That's why I told the couples in here today who got a sweetheart, what? You need to plan now and not wait till the last minute, what? That you're going to be purposeful and intentional, what? Make sure your sweetheart know they special. That's how you keep love alive. That's how you don't get for 40, 50 years and go, oh, boy. And have one of them jokes, you know, I'm sick and tired, you know, maybe they'll wake up somehow and I'm looking at somebody else. No, when you keep love alive because you connected to the power, guess what? It'll never wear out. It'll never get old. It'll always be strong. But you got to be intentional. You can't take things for granted. That same concept applies to God. We get so holy sometimes we just take things for granted. God's got my back. I ain't got to do nothing. But in Sunday school, we understood what? Faith without works, what? Is dead. You can't have faith and just sit down and say, God's got it. You got to get up and work. That means what? When the Lord say do something, you got to do it. Why? Because your purpose comes out of what? Your obedience to faith. And Jesus was not a sit on his dusty kind of guy. Jesus had dirty feet. Somebody said, but that's not right. You say that, that's disrespectful to the king. I ain't saying Jesus was dirty with sin, but he had dirty feet. You know what he did? He went places nobody else would go. He went into the darkness. So what? He could be the light. We don't want to go in the darkness. Well, I don't do that no more. I heard a pastor say yesterday, he said, look, y'all can say what you want to go, but I go down to this place where they dance. He said, to the left, to the right, to the right. He said, but when I go in there, he said, I'm going in there like, no, you can't make me drink. You can't buy me no drink. No, I ain't chasing after nobody. I'm going in there to what? To be where the people are, what? So they can see you can be a light, okay? So then what? It won't be no doubt. This morning I heard somebody say, guess what? I don't care what nobody said. I know I'm somebody. I know I'm the light. Say what? If I go some places, always four people there, me, myself, and I and Jesus. And he said, because of that, I know when I walk somewhere, I'm somebody. And I said to myself, thank you, Lord, because that's the same way I think. I ain't got to have nobody approve me. I ain't got to have nobody accept me. I ain't got to have nobody tell me that I'm this, that, and other. Why? Jesus already told me who I am. Jesus is my purpose. And if I walk in my purpose, guess what? I'm going to pray because I'm listening to him. And if I walk in my purpose and I pray, then what? He gives me the power to sustain me. And when Jesus sustains us, then our desire is to praise him. And so today we want to talk about this thing. The desire to praise is never ending. And we want to see how this is unfolded because it's already happened. And because it happened, we realize that somebody else can do it. We can do it too. Y'all know who David was. So let's understand the first point today. The first point is that it's a song that never ends. It says what? In the King James Version, he said what? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And then if I read the New Living Translation, it says what? I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly, not sometimes, in time when I feel good, I will constantly what? Speak his praises. Now, we're not talking about your praise because guess what? You ain't praising right now. I saw you, baby, back then. I see you on your crutches. I've been praying all week and wondering how it turned out with your knee. I see today, but guess what? You're going to be better than ever once you through this. Because you know why? Because you're going to work hard, and when God restores it, oh, look out. They got something coming after that. Hallelujah. Don't doubt. Go, take it all that they give you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody else up in here say, wait a minute, I will bless the Lord. I ain't blessing the Lord when I'm sick. I ain't blessing the Lord when I'm going through. I ain't blessing the Lord when I'm all alone. I ain't blessing the Lord. But you got to understand, the things that you say are the things that you speak into your life. And David said, I will bless the Lord what? At all times. His praise shall what? Continually be in my mouth. Well, I understand. One of the reasons I believe people don't know why David could do that, because they don't know what David was going through. They think he just said something. Now, he didn't just say something. David was going through when he penned these. And we'll talk about that in a minute. Say, I will bless the Lord. He says, well, I said, it is a song that never ends. Well, let's realize, what does that mean? First off, next slide says, what is a song? Anybody know what a song is? Anybody know what a song is? Any of y'all singers in here? Song, what I said, it's a short poem or other set of words, what? Set to music or meant to be sung. It might be a rap, but it was meant to be sung. It might be some words that just the love of your life when you created what? You meant to sing it, right? Oh, I understand that. I know when I fell in love, if Sister Rogers was here, I sang this little annoying song to her over and over and over and over and over because that's what I felt. That's what I felt. And after a few times, all of a sudden, she began to love me when I sang that song. Why? Because that song was out of the depths of my heart and I sang it to her. In the morning, I would sing. Singing at the 100th, we'd be out shopping. She said, don't you sing that? Don't you sing? I said, but do you love it? She said, yeah, when you sing it, but don't you? And I was singing anyhow. Because it was a song that was meant to be sung. Poem, whatever it is, it was meant to be sung. Let me give you a synonym, okay? They say the air I breathe. Not necessarily that, but what? It's an expression, what? Of openly, that you do openly and publicly. I'm not afraid to air this song. I'm not afraid to say it. Now, if y'all were singing R. Kelly or somebody else or somebody you favored, you would sing that song, right? How many of y'all got a favorite song? All right, don't be afraid. I know y'all do it, and it ain't always in the church song. Okay? Our young people love Bruno Mars. Yeah. Okay? Any Beyonce fans in here? Any Jay-Z fans in here? Probably, if you're younger. Okay? How many fans of the Temptations are in here? NSYNC fans. And we, sang those songs. Well, I got a question. Say, if we know all those songs and I were to put you on blast and say, just give me a little snippet, who would stand up and give it to me? Oh, come on. See, y'all don't want to do that. Yeah, no, I ain't going to do that. I'm too good. But let me tell you something. Yes, you would. You got your radio on and you singing your song. You go home and you sing a song. If I played them up in here, you join right in and sing along with me. But that's the same thing that happened with God. Yeah. A song needs to be sung. Yeah. Okay, David wrote the Psalms. What? They weren't written to be spoken. They were what? To be sung. If you go to the Jewish churches, they sing them. They don't speak them. They sing them. Why? Because they were created to be sung. So because of that, we realize that that's what a song is. It's what? To be expressed publicly. That's what our prayers are. Our prayers are songs to God. And it's okay. It's communicating with God. God loves the music. God loves the sweet sound of the hymn. When we say our prayer, that's why some people, they basically sing the prayer. Oh, Lord, I thank you that on last night and it wasn't my cooling board. And they get a rhythm going and a thing going. Why? Because they're singing the prayer. Go to the synagogues. They sing the prayer. We've gotten so sophisticated. You can't sing no prayer. That's not right by God. Wrong. They were made to be sung. Our praise should be sung to God. Let's get out of the stereotype conditions and traditions that we have that limit us from what? Going before God. Sometimes when I go through, sometimes when I'm really at my lowest, sometimes when my gas tank is on empty, I can't do nothing but cry out to God and I'll start singing. And when I start singing to God, all of a sudden, I start feeling better. Because when God hears my praise going up and I'm singing to him, all of a sudden his blessings come down. And all of a sudden, I'm what? The power of prayer, what? Gives me the purpose of prayer, what gives me power. And I get up out of my doom and gloom. And I say, thank you, Lord, no matter what happens. Thank you, Lord, no matter what has to be. Thank you, Lord, because guess what? I know you got it, Lord God. I know you'll make a way, Lord God. Just show me the way to go, Lord God. The steps of a good man. You order my steps, Lord God, so everything's going to be all right. I don't see it, God, but that's all right, because what? You got it, Lord God. And I begin to sing, and then he puts another song in my spirit, and another song before I know it. I've been singing all day long. And while I'm singing all day long, I've been happy all day long. And if I'm happy all day long, I'm obedient to God, because when I'm happy, I'm loving me some Jesus. Amen. Amen. So he said, what? This song. Now, what does never mean? I think we misunderstand what never is. It says what? At no time in the past or the future. Well, let me say that again. At no time in the past or the future. On no occasion. Not ever. That means I don't care what comes your way, it will never stop. So from the moment you say, I will bless the Lord at all times, his praise shall continually be in my mouth, what? It has to happen. And I don't care if you believe me or not, but what? I'm going to prove it today. Go to the next slide, Sister Beverly. And David wrote in another song, he said, in Psalms 27 and verses 4 through 6, he said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that what I will seek after, that what? That I may dwell, what? In the house of the Lord all the days of my life, what? To behold the beauty of the Lord, and what? To acquire in his temple. David wanted to always be, what? In the presence of God and in his temple. But that wasn't happening for David right now. Say, for in the time of trouble, what? He shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle. Say, well, he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Set me upon a rock. He says, what? And now shall what? My head be lifted up above mine enemies, round about me. What? Said, therefore will I offer what in the tabernacle? What? Sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yeah, I will sing praises unto the Lord. How could David write that? Because let me tell you, when he wrote that, what was going on? What was going on with David? Well, over in the book of 1 Chronicles, David, what? He was what? Serving Saul. Samuel, excuse me. He was serving King Saul. And because David had went to battle and David had been successful, King Saul got jealous. So all of a sudden, David, what? Was now the enemy. And King Saul said, wait a minute, David, I ain't happy with you. He said, David, I'm going to do something to you. You got to get away. We know the story. What? Jonathan, Saul's son, said, wait a minute. I'm petitioning on David's behalf. He's been nothing but good to your daddy. He ain't done nothing but what? Support your daddy. You ought not do nothing to King, to David. To David, you ought not do nothing. But Saul had a jealous spirit. So Saul said, no, you got to go. So Michal, David's wife, what? Let him down and David had to escape. Now, when David had to run from not doing anything wrong, he was in trouble. But look at what David did when he was in trouble. He went to Samuel. David didn't run and hide from. He went to what? Samuel. He said, wait a minute, Samuel, you're the prophet, Samuel. You know what God wants. What should I do? So he talked to the prophet, what, who talks to God. So he was praying. Samuel said, come on, David, we're going to go hide over here. And y'all know there's spies lurking everywhere, right? Somebody went back to Saul and said, guess what? David's over there with Samuel, a prophet. Saul got upset. Saul said, you got to go get him. He sent some men to go kill David. But when they got there, what? Samuel being the prophet, some other prophets in with David were flat on the ground talking to God, flat on their face, petitioning the Lord. And when he said the first set of men that were sent, what, to kill David, when they came upon Samuel and David, what, the word said they fell on their face and started prophesying. And so the word got back to Saul. Hey, them first guys, they gave in too easy. They were lying on the ground prophesying with the prophet. Y'all. He said, well, I sent another band. He sent a second group, right? And when they got there and Samuel was prophesying and David was prophesying, and the first group was prophesying. The second group, wait, what? Boom, they fell on their face. They assumed the position and started, what? Prophesying with them. And all of a sudden, word got back to Saul. Saul said, wait a minute. I ain't supposed to go. You're supposed to do my will, but I want this so bad. I'm going by myself. He took some people with him. Saul go running up. I'm going to get you, David. I got you now. I'm here by myself. Can I tell you what the word said? When King Saul got there, Saul Samuel prophesied, his first group prophesied, his second group prophesied, still Saul himself, King Saul now, King Saul, the head of everything, King Saul fell on his face and started prophesying. Why? Because the power of God, the sun was still shining. So David knew what? No matter what would happen to me. So when David wrote Psalm 27, that's what he was talking about. He said, what? Look at what he said here. Just read what he said. He said, what? Even now shall what? My head be lifted up above mine enemies, round about me. Therefore will I offer his tabernacle. He knew that what? When I was down and out, when I had nowhere to go, when they were out to kill me one, two, three times, what? They fell before me. Say, thank you, Lord God. Look at what happens when what? We speak. We talk, but when we pray, say what? Though my enemies be camped around me, what? They shall stumble and they shall fall. So when what? We assume, we know our purpose is, and then we assume the position to pray, we get power, and that power will lead us what? To declare words of praise. And that song will never, ever end. That's why over and over, when we have testimony, that's a song of praise. That's a song of praise. Oh, we're going through something. We're going through something. I'm struggling with what we go through. Yeah, they can say, but guess what? It didn't defeat me. It didn't overthrow me. It didn't cast me down. What? That I can't get back up. Because of what? If I continue to pray, I'll get power. And what? The desire when I'm walking, what? Is to praise the one who gave me the power. Hallelujah. So what? We get stronger as we go through. That's why sometimes we got to hurt a little bit to be drawn. David couldn't be the king he was going to be until he what? Learned how to go through some what? To be drawn to what? His father. Anybody going through something? Anybody going through something? I asked you earlier, and everybody raised your hand. Do you realize that the more you go through, the more you hurt, the more that it stings and the pain is there, the more you ought to be singing songs? The more you pray, what? The more you pray, what? You're going to get up and lift up praises to God. And your praises, what? Will be there continually. It's a song that never ends. When we were young, there used to be a song, what? The wheels on the bus go what? Round and round. Round and round. Today, what? The wheels on the bus still go round and round. If there's a chip in the round, it's what? Then the bus can't go. Get it flat, it won't move. Your life is like that. It goes round and round and round. It's a song that what? Never ends. And when we get to the end today, I'm going to show you how this circle works for your life and my life and everybody else's life. What? Who's struggling with something? Somebody said once they what? Everybody wants to be great. I love that everybody wants to be great. But are you willing to do what it takes to be great? If you want Jesus to be great and all powerful in your life, then you got to do what Jesus said and you got to work. And that work means you got to what? Humble yourself and humble yourself and assume a position that's not about you. And then when you pray and ask for God to have control, then allow him to have control. And all of a sudden you become great. Why? Because your greatness is not you. Your greatness is in God. Everybody wants to be Michael Jordan. Everybody wants to be LeBron James. Everybody wants to be Stephen Curry. But nobody wants to put in the work that they put in. See, I'm just amazed when I see young athletes. They want to be great, and they work for an hour, and they're done. I say, man, you ain't even broke a sweat if you're talking about Stephen Curry or LeBron James. They work for 6, 7, 8 hours a day at their trade. You want to be a great mathematician? You can't do math for 15 minutes. You got to do it for hours. You got to put in the work. You want to be a great orator and speak? You got to put some time in speaking. You got to do it over and over and rehearse the words and know the words and be able to think when things happen and be able to understand what does God want you to say over and over and over. Whatever it is. You want to be a good cook? You can't sprinkle a few things and then go in there and turn the heat on 350, throw it in the oven for an hour and think it's going to come out right. Let me make that plain. Let me make that plain. If you were to go taste some flour, it's nasty by itself, ain't it? If you were to take a couple of eggs, crack them open and drink them by themselves, most of us might throw them back up, right? They nasty, right? Oh, better yet, let me say, if you took some lemon flavor, oh, I love lemon, but if you take the lemon flavor by itself and just start to, ooh, that's sour. As a matter of fact, let me tell you, you take some Western oil. Whoever drank some Western oil by itself? Any of y'all ever try that? None of y'all? When I was young, somebody told me if you drink a little bit of this every day, old wise tale. My granny said, if you drink just a teaspoon or two of this every day, boy, your energy is going to be good. You'll never have any kind of problems with your digestive tract. It's wonderful. I took one teaspoon and said, this is castor oil. I'll never do it again. So by itself, it has nothing. Now, let me bring in a piece of lemon cake. Flour, eggs, little Western oil, little lemon flavor, mix it all together, let it bake for a while, and guess what? Now that's good. But by themselves, it's nothing. When we're going through life and trying to do life without God, it don't taste good. You know why? Because we run into stuff that we can't overcome. We don't have power against the enemy who rules the world. So guess what? We're constantly stumbling and falling, going through this, going through that, and always hurting and always frustrated and never having peace. But when we surrender ourselves and pray, what? Then all of a sudden we get power from on high that makes all those things, what? Just ease on down the road. We don't have to worry about a thing. So what? It's a song that never ends. It never ends. It never ends. It never ends. Never ends. Well, let me put second point today. The second point is that once we understand that the song don't end, the real victory is what? The desire to praise never is never ending. The desire to praise our God is never ending. Once you know Jesus, once you know the power of his word, once you've been through a few things and God has brought you through, your desire to give praise to God will never end. It's in the word. It's in the word. So look at here. Look at what he says. We understand and say, well, I will bless the Lord at all times. So look at this. In 1 Chronicles, it said what? David was delivered. When David prayed, 1 Chronicles, then on that day that David delivered for first his psalm to thank the Lord, what? Into the hand of Asaph and his believers. Say, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known what? The deeds among the prophets. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Take ye what of his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek seek his face, what? Continually? Remember the marvelous works that he had done? Let me tell you what David was doing. This is when David, what, brought the Ark of the Covenant into the tent, which was the place that, what, the God was going to dwell. When he first, he said, what, sing praises unto God. We got the Ark. We've been delivered. This is the Lord's house right here. Say, so what? Every time we come into his house, we're going to sing praises. And David ended it by saying what? He said, oh, ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen one. We are the chosen one of God because we love Jesus. So this place, when we inhabit where God is, we should always praise. Amen. David had the Ark of the Covenant. He didn't have a permanent house, but yet in that tent, David said, this is what we must do all the time. Every time we come before the presence of God. Okay, Pastor, I do praise him when I come to church. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. For us, it's different. The presence of God is with us what? Continually. So every day, what we ought to praise the Lord. You don't have to believe what David said. Look at the next slide, Sister Beverly. Look at the next slide. In Ezra 3 and 10, he said, when the builders what? Completed the foundation of the Lord's temple, the priests put on their robes, took their places to bow their trumpets, and the Levites, descendants of Asaph, what? Clashed their cymbals. What? To praise the Lord. Just as King David had prescribed. When David said in the First Chronicles, now here in Ezra, when they were building the actual temple, they finished just the foundation, y'all. They hadn't finished the whole thing. Just the foundation. They stopped and did what David said. Said what? We're going to praise the Lord. With praise and thanks, he said, they sang this song to the Lord. He is so good. His faithful love for Israel, what? Endures forever. Then all of the people gave a great shout, praising the Lord because what? The foundation of the Lord's temple had been laid. Not the whole temple, y'all. Just the foundation. Just the very bottom, y'all. Just the firm foundation. That's why we praise God. The angels in heaven, what? Rejoice over one who knows him, over than 1,000 who don't. So what? Our foundation is what? In Jesus. So when we know Jesus, I went this morning to a baptism and I praised God. I wasn't quiet. Why? Because these little bitty boys and little girls, what, they gave their life to Christ and now they were being obedient to be baptized. Yes, I'm going to pray. Why? The foundation has been laid. If you know Jesus, the foundation has been laid. So if he's the rock that your life built upon, you ought to praise him. If he's the rock that will get you through the storms, you ought to praise him. You didn't build no straw house. You didn't build no bricks that can fall apart. You got a firm foundation that nothing can be moved. Jesus can't be moved. Jesus can't be defeated. That's why we praise him. That's why we live. That's why it's a song that never ends. Why? Because my desire is to bless you, Lord. My desire is to love you, Lord. My desire is to call upon your name. My desire, Lord, is to live. My desire is to surrender to you. So David said it when he brought the ark into the tent. Ezra prayed it what? Say the people of God prayed what? When they brought it and built just the foundation. How many of you know Jesus? Amen. If you know Jesus, then what? You know the foundation. So you ought to praise him. Why ought to praise him? Well, guess what? When your sins are what? Darker than dark? They was red as scarlet. What did Jesus do? He forgave you what? Washed it what? It's white as snow. You ain't the person you used to be. Why? Because you love Jesus. I didn't say you don't do some of the things you used to, but you're not the same person you are because you know Jesus. Why? Because that means there's eternal hope. That means that no matter where you are, no matter what you do, whenever you call on the name of Jesus and assume the position and pray what? God's going to give you power. Power not to be defeated. Power not to give up. Thank you, Sister Marsha. You said, yeah, you were almost, almost, but then you didn't give up. And look, God is blessing today. He said, guess what? There's some things that they go through, but guess what? I'll keep drawing them unto me. Where it said what? Pray without ceasing. Why? Because I'll keep drawing you unto me. So we realize that what? The praise, the desire to praise is never ending. Look at the next slide, Sister Beverly. We don't just have to go Old Testament. We can go to New Testament. 1 Peter 2 and 3 says, wherefore what? Laying aside all malice and all guile and all hypocrisies and all envies and all evil speaking, say, as newborn babies, do what? Desire the sincere milk of the word that what? That ye may grow thereby. If so be what? You have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Oh, taste and see what? That the Lord is good. He said, he's gracious. That means his mercy endureth. It means he's gracious even when you fall short, even when you stumble and say, well, if you just taste Jesus, if you just get a little snip of Jesus, if you just get a whiff of Jesus, what? You will know him and taste him, and guess what? His mercy will do it forever. He says, seek what? The sincere milk as newborn babies. Let me tell you, women, some women know this, some women don't. But I'll tell you what, if you give a baby breast milk, a whole lot of babies won't drink the formula. They get the sincere milk of mama, they won't drink the formula. You got to force them. My baby, when she, Sister Rogers breastfed her, and when she didn't wasn't available to breastfeed because it was time to win, she wouldn't eat. She wouldn't eat. She said, I got to stop this. Well, you're going to have to let her stop and suffer a little while. And when she stopped and suffered just a little while and she got hungry, she started to eat. Y'all know that's what happens with us, right? When we suffered a little while and we're tired of being sick and tired and we don't want no more pain and no more suffering, we'll start eating on the milk of God. We'll start seeking the word of God. We'll start praying to God. And as we pray to God, we'll realize there's power in God. Then we stand up and say, oh God, thank you. Why did I wait so long? I'm going to praise you right now, Lord. And once you start praising him, the praises will never stop. Why? Because you can see everything that God does. So let me give you an illustration of this. Next slide, Sister Beverly. This is what happens. This is what happened. This is what we know our purpose, right? We're born what? God gave us a purpose. He said, before I formed you in what? The belly of your mother's womb, what? I ordained you. I knew all about you. That's for everybody that's born. You got a purpose. The purpose, what? It's to assume the position that we can do what? Pray. For us today, we need to pray to God. So once we know God and accept Jesus, that purpose gives us power because now we've humbled ourselves to accept Jesus and know it's not all about me. It's not all about you. Now I can pray to God. And once we pray, what? Then God gives us power. That's the promise. He said, what? I will send you a comforter, what? That will lead, guide, and teach you all things. I will send you that, what? In my name, in the name of Jesus, what? You will do greater things than what? Anything I've ever done. In my name, you will heal the sick. In my name, you will raise the dead. In my name, you will cure people. In my name, you will stand at the door and see the enemy come and say, in the name of Jesus, be removed. And you rebuke him. He'll go to the left and to the right because he can't come through you. In my name, in the name of Jesus. So we get power. And once we get that power and we've been delivered to something, it's a natural desire that gets it up that I just got to praise my God every now and then because of God working in my life. I just can't help myself. I'm going to praise God whether you like it or not. I'm going to praise God whether I'm being attacked or not. I'm going to praise God whether I'm on the high mountain. I'm going to praise God whether I'm in the valley. Why? Because it's a natural desire just to give thanksgiving to God. It's a natural desire, what? Just to say, thank you, Lord. So our purpose to prayer is power, which what leads to praise. And the word says what? Last week it said perpetually. David said what? Continually. It means you can't stop it. You can't stop it. When it happened, you just keep praising. We've seen that. We see it over and over. Y'all just don't know. Deacon Solomon praises him every day. It had started a long time ago. But we see the elements and the benefactors of his praise. 2 years ago, he said, what? I'm determined. I'm just going to give God my best. I ain't worried about nothing else. He said, I'm just going to give God my best. Before you know it, he said, oh, I'm engaged to be married. Before you know it, he was married. Before you know it, it wasn't just to get married. Now he got a daughter. And he praises God every day for his daughter. He praises God every day for his family. He praises God for his ups and his downs. He praises God. That's what life. Parents in here, do you praise God for your kids? I don't care whether they listen or not. You praise God for your children. You pray over your children. You're intentional and purpose of what? To make sure God has a way and that God is protecting them. I listened to a man say a few weeks ago. He said, look, I couldn't do nothing about my children. But once I learned it, when I stopped trying to do it to them and I just sat down and prayed, all of a sudden those prayers came through. I just talked with somebody yesterday. We were talking on Friday. I'm getting new tires. He walked in. And we started talking about our boys and how they love God and how, well, we couldn't do anything. They played basketball and went to school together. And there was a whole bunch of them, a couple of them in prison. But our boys got jobs and our boys got houses and our boys are doing what they're supposed to. He said, and I didn't know what I was doing until I learned how to pray. Amen. We used to meet in the store and say, man, I'm praying for yours and you praying for mine. And then he gave me a greater praise. He said, Reverend, I just want you to know because you know where I was. But he said, I've been sober now for a year. He said, my God has taken me from where I was praying for my kids and I couldn't stop drinking. And now I've been sober for a year. Thank you, Lord God. And I told him, I said, guess what? I'm going to pray for you on your anniversary every single year because I know what that means. And I'm praying for you every single day that you can hold up. But brother, let me tell you something. Even if you stumble and you fall once, you look to Jesus and say, Lord, I'm sorry. And you begin to praise him because guess what? There's a longer anniversary coming. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So this cycle in our lives is perpetual. This cycle is continual. Hey, there might be a block that tries to break the connection. Oh, in between, when you get from one point to other, somebody's always trying to break the connection. But do you realize that you're covered with the blood? Words can't harm you. Now I'm talking to my mom and daddy. Don't let them say something about you, young people. Old people, and it caused you to get mad, caused you to do what you know you're not supposed to do. We say sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt you. They ain't got a stick. They ain't got something they do to physically assault you. They can't do nothing to you. Why? Because every time they say you ain't this, God says you are. Every time they say you can't make this, God says, yes, you can. Every time they say, look, you look funny, all that say, but God says, I'm wonderful and marvelously made. Every time they try to say, your mama and daddy, they old and fogey and you don't know, they don't know. You say, well, my daddy really does know because my God made me what? From the beginning said what? I'm marvelous and wonderful. My daddy had purpose for me from the beginning. He gave me to my mom and daddy before they ever knew me. God already knew me. So you can defeat that garbage with the word of God. And it's continual over and over and over and over and over and over. Let me share a little story and we'll be done. We'll be done. We'll be done. There was this lady and she used to go to church and the people used to laugh at her because every time she came to church, all she would say is, oh, Lord, and I thank you. Amen. She would get in the church. She'd say, oh, Lord, I thank you. She'd say, oh, Lord, I thank you. She had lost her mind, but they were just wondering, why can't she say something else? Why can't she pray a different way? Why can't she connect the dots in between? She said, when I come, somebody said, well, look, ma'am, said, why do you only say, oh, Lord, and I thank you? She said, well, you know, I got two basic prayers. When I talk to God and I say, oh, Lord, and I'm talking to him about what's going on, and then I say, Lord, I thank you, and then I list all the things that are going on. But y'all don't want to hear what I go through every Sunday. So I just start praying, oh, Lord, and I thank you. And there's the beginning of one, and there's the end to the other, but in between there's a whole lot. But y'all don't want to hear me come to church and tell you all of my, so I just pray, oh Lord, and I thank you, because my God know every one of the hairs of my head, so he know everything in between. So she said, I just say, oh Lord, and I thank you. Somebody said, well, that don't really make sense, but I started to get the picture. She said, well, let me break it down to you. When I get up in the morning, I say, oh, Lord, I ache. And oh, Lord, I hurt. And oh, Lord, this is going on. And, oh, Lord, my children going there. But when I say, oh, Lord, what we got to face today is all right. But then when my children get up and they have something to eat, I say, Lord, I thank you. And when they put on their clothes, I say, Lord, I thank you. And then when it's time to go to school, I'm saying, oh, Lord, protect them from this, that, and the other when they got to go to school. And then when they get home at 3:30, 4 o'clock, and they got off the bus and they haven't been jumped and they haven't been beat. She said, I thank you. So it's an old Lord and I thank you, but something went on in between. Then she said, at night when I say, oh Lord, what am I going to cook, Lord? Oh Lord, what am I going to eat? Oh Lord, how am I going to pay my bill? Oh Lord, but then at the end of the day when I'm ready to go down to sleep, she said, oh Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you provided food. I thank you that you provided peace. I thank you that provided you kept me out of trouble. Then when my kids got grown, she said, I realized that when they left my house, I couldn't tell her what to do. So I said, oh, Lord, watch over my children. And when I hear from them and everything's all right, say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for one more day. And I begin to understand. Because I say, oh, Lord, and then I say, I thank you. Every time I talk to my son, I say, I thank you. With all the stuff going on around this world, I say, I thank you. Sister Sheila said it earlier. She said, oh, Lord, why? But I thank you that it wasn't bad worse than what it was. So, oh, Lord, I thank you. Oh, Lord, I thank you. That's a song, that's a prayer that will never, oh Lord, I thank you. Oh Lord, I thank you. Got no job, oh Lord, but got money to pay my bill, I thank you. Oh Lord, nobody comes, but oh Lord, I thank you. So that's why it's a perpetual wheel. And that's why when we understand the purpose in our position to pray gives us power, which causes us to praise. And it's what? Perpetually, we don't have to worry. That's why, and go ahead, Sister Beverly, and pray that song. We're going to play it every week and every time. God, so pray for me while things going well with you. Pray for me, what? That the Lord will see me through. Pray for me, what? That the will of the Lord is, what? Pray for me. So will you sing it with me? Because that's all we need to say today is pray for me while things are going well with you. Pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. And I'll be praying for you. And if we keep praying, it'll be perpetually that we what? Praise God.